welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders Podcast Series. The goal of this podcast is to bring semiconductor experts together to get to the truth about the matter at hand. We'll get right to the point and not exceed 30 minutes of your time. If you have a topic you would like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Ken Potts, AlphaCore's Chief Operating Officer. Ken has over 30 years of successful entrepreneurship in both Fortune 1000 as well as emerging technology companies. Ken has held numerous executive and operational leadership roles in semiconductor products, semiconductor IP, and electronic design automation. Ken spent a lot of time at Cadence, and I worked with Ken at Viraj Logic. Welcome to the podcast, Ken.
Thanks, Dan. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, Ken, first, let's talk about what first got you into semiconductors. Hopefully, you have an interesting story to tell.
Yeah. 1981 Camaro. And I suspect you're sitting there, as maybe some of the listeners are, with a funny look on your face. So in my younger days, I grew up building hot rods with my dad. And that's a lot of problem solving, building things. But it was in the mechanical domain. And so I was very much tuned into that thought. That meant I was going to go be a mechanical engineer. And then along one day into the shop rolled a 1981 Camaro. And it had this little thing in it called a microprocessor. And I was like, uh-oh, I better go figure out what that's about. And that began my road into semiconductor.
Yeah, you know, I spent 4 years in auto shop in high school. I had a 1969 Mach 1. And I remember when I first saw fuel injection, I'm like, what the heck is that? So I don't even try anymore. I wouldn't even know what to do. I think you have to be a coder to tune up cars these days.
Yeah, it's certainly a mix. It's kind of like what we see with our customers. In the semiconductor side, it really you don't really distance yourself from the system side. You can't. It's always the software, the hardware, and understanding what the needs are at the basic IP level up through the higher level modules up to how it interacts at the system level. Independent of what kind of system you are, they almost always have a lot of content there. So it turns out that little observation I made as a young guy, it kind of pointed me in the direction that I've always kind of taken a system level view of things, and that's been a big benefit, whether it was IP or semiconductor product or EDA, wherever I was working along the way.
Yeah, that's a good point. So you've had some big jobs, Ken. You know, we've worked together before. Why did you join the AlphaCore team? And you're in Arizona now, right?
Yeah. So, AlphaCore, it's really a pleasure to be here. I said earlier kind of in my preamble that I love to build things. That really is what I do. I build things. And it just so happens that over the years, I've had the opportunity to build businesses within large organizations, build and grow businesses, as well as build and grow startups and mid-sized type stuff. So I really like doing that. But, you know, to be able to do that, you have to have some key components. First and foremost, you've got to have a team. And that team has got to be world-class, to really go make an impact. And, you know, it really is. Every day I'm amazed by the things that I see happening inside of AlphaCore. But, of course, that's just a piece of it. These guys put together this strategy that there's no VC funding involved at all. They've managed to go out. Of course, I'm part of it now, but we've gone out and we've used this America's Innovation Fund to continually develop new and exciting pieces of technology feedstock. You know, so that's kind of the second piece of it. And then the third piece of it is that technology that's being developed, that has to solve a market need out there for there to be real commercialization. So what really attracted me to this is that, you know, I have a pretty deep background in commercialization and understanding the commercial side of things. AlphaCore has this wonderful treasure trove of a building block technology in some really interesting areas. And so it's just really exciting to be able to take that and map it to, unmet need out there in our customer base. And so I guess in a nutshell, I'm at AlphaCore because it's an interesting job. And, you know, I think we can really go scale this company and really deliver a lot of value to the end customer.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that. I'm looking forward to working with you guys. You have a huge amount of IP, and
IP is critical for systems designers now because they're all doing their own chips and they don't have IP, and having that, not just the IP, but also the experienced team to help them integrate and get their system out the doors is critical. So let's talk about AlphaCore's niche. You know, where are you guys at today?
Yeah, okay, great question. As I said before, by virtue of where we started, it turns out that we have three key places that we play, and from there I'll talk a little bit about niche. So obviously in the data converter space, we always talk about our high-end RF data converters, which they're really quite amazing. They run in the gigasample range, you know, 5, 10, 20 gigasample per second, but they're running at milliwatts of power. You know, our nearest competitors are in watts of power. And so that really now gives the RF data converter applications a way to really use it on a large scale. And so there are some specific applications, for example, in satellite communications where this becomes very interesting. So that's one piece of it. Another piece is, you know, we're deeply experienced in high-end pixel design and high-speed camera. And so that has a lot of impact now and a lot of interest in the market. In the IR domain, in LiDAR, and so you know, it's that sensing domain plus the digitization expertise that we have. So they're not RF data converters that live there, but they're very much in some cases high speed data converters, and they map to that system where we're building custom pixels, like pixel arrays and ROX and so forth. The third place, and where Dr. Esko Mikola, who is our founder and CEO, you know, where he started was in his PhD was in analog mixed signal design as well as device physics, focusing on reliability and you know, radiation tolerance. And so we have a deep background at that level, and so we've done a lot of you know, process development work as well as IP development in the rad-hard by design. So with the emergence of commercial space, for example, you can see a natural fit between these specialized data converters and, you know, the rad-hard capabilities. Now to our niche. So where our niche is that, you know, we can come into these systems that need these high-end RF data converters, for example, but also then start to work on, you know, the integration modules, the higher level IP, the higher value IP that is needed for those systems. And, you know, that's a, you know, that way the customer gets to focus on their system architecture and their SoC implementation. And we come in as the expert team around the data converter subsystem. And of course, because we're doing high-speed data converters, it means we're also doing high-speed data, which means SerDes and PLLs, and all that comes wrapped up as a package of expertise that, you know, each individual program is different, but it is definitely a niche play for us. And then on top of that, being able to go into areas where they do need the radiation tolerance on commercial space would be high on that list. We're able to respond to those needs as well. So really solving some hard problems, but also able to do it into some really tough environments.
Great. So let's talk about your immediate goals for AlphaCore. Can you just give us a brief summary?
Sure. So this year we're gonna double our revenue and we're gonna double our headcount. We have demand that's just crazy, and the you know, so we've got our basic growth. If you go on our website, you'll see that we're hiring, and you know, then from a product standpoint, you know, we're building out a commercial customer base. We've done obviously a lot of aero defense work, and we continue to grow the business there. But we're gonna this year going to really expand our footprint on the commercial side. We have some very interesting work going on with the RF data converters applied to some very innovative spaces that you may not immediately think of. But yeah, it's really a growth story. And of course, we're highly profitable. And my challenge as the chief operating officer is to help the company pick the right markets where we can deliver high value to the customer and still drive the enterprise value. So those would be my short-term goals.
What about AlphaCore's commercialization strategy for your semiconductor IP and your vertical product strategy? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So that's a really good question, because of course that's exactly what I'm here working on. One thing I didn't talk about on our IP in our IP domain is our power management capabilities. We actually right now are a boutique chip supplier in that domain, doing specialized rad hard power management ICs. And so that's a picture of, you know, some of the capabilities that we have at our disposal. And it's a natural play to take, you know, that research feedstock we have, move it into IP, use the IP and start building bigger customer value at the module level. And then eventually, you know, creating a product strategy around chips.
So you guys are an IP company as well as a chip company?
Yes. In very select verticals.
A lot of IP companies that are trying to make chips, and you guys are already doing it. So that's a big advantage.
Yeah. And what's interesting about it, Dan, is for the company at this level of our maturity, it's actually early for us to be doing that sort of thing, and also to be doing actual chip, delivering chips to end customers without any VC backing, doing it with a high margin, profitable model. I mean, it's why I say it's exciting to be here. It's not what I initially expected when I first started talking to AlphaCore, but really, I think we've got a good head of steam, and we're definitely heading in the right direction.
So let's talk about the long-term goals. We talked about your transition to products, and you know, there's also testing, screening. There's a lot of things. So, you know, what are you guys going to be working on for the next 5 years?
So we're going to continue along the strategy that I laid out earlier on the short term, just continues as we continue to build out our product business. And of course, we will continue to build the team. There's a lot of things that you need, as you know, for example, you got to have an operations staff. We're blessed actually at the moment to have a very key player who's experienced he's a world-class operations guy. So, you know, we're kind of building that core team to support the scaling of the business. And over the next 5 years, that's what we're going to do. We're going to continue to look for those interesting problems that haven't been solved yet, and figure out ways where we can provide maximum value in solving those problems, all with an eye towards, you know, building that repeatable and scalable revenue for the company.
Right. You know, Ken, we did that panel last week at the IPSOC conference, and I remember your slides. You were talking about different process nodes, and I remember we talked a little bit about the founder relationship. So what are the founder relationships you have today? I mean, I saw you do FDSOI stuff, which is quite impressive, but I guess mostly it's CMOS planar. I mean, are you guys looking at FinFETs? Where are you guys at with the foundries?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So we, you know, our product where we have footprint really has been as a product of the funding that we've had. And so in planar CMOS, you know, from 180 all the way down to 22. And then we now are doing design work in FinFET. Okay, so we actually have a footprint at quite a few foundries, TSMC, you know, Samsung, ST Micro, Global Foundries, XFAB, you know, that so we've got a good footprint. Now what we have to do and what we're doing right now is we're continuing to build out the relationship with the foundries. We currently are a FDX network partner with Global Foundries, so that's really great. That's, you know, that ecosystem is great for the IP provider and the customer, because it means that the IP is at a quality level that is top notch, and we're seeing a lot of demand in the Global Foundries domain. We see the emergence of Intel, and we're working at Intel as well. And so we really are looking forward to becoming trusted IP providers at all the major semiconductor manufacturer contract manufacturers.
That's great. That's a big strategy. So the other thing I remember, Ken, was your customer slide. You know, early in my career, I did defense work stuff. You know, I got a clearance and I worked with Lawrence Livermore and stuff. And I remember the companies. I mean, you had a big slide with a huge amount of customers, but they were all defense. You know, Lawrence Livermore, NASA, DARPA, Boeing, Raytheon, General Dynamics. You know, these are all companies I've worked with in the past. You know, when are you going to start mixing in the commercial companies? You know, the ones that we see today.
Yeah, so that's a really great question. So I've been at AlphaCore now for about 6 months, and one of my focus areas has been to add names to that chart on the commercial side. And I can tell you that we've done a pretty good job of adding some really cool names. It's just don't have the authorization to use those names yet. And I understand that because it's early days, but we're doing very well with those customers. And I think people will be surprised to see where we've penetrated the market. And again, it's in these areas where we're vertically focused, and we do have world-class IP no one else can compete with. And so over time, I'm going to be sharing with you some of those specific names and those specific markets that we're working in. But yeah, we're actively pushing on that. And that commercial business for us since I've been here is about quadrupled.
Great, great. Yeah, I'm guessing automotive customers are coming, but we won't do a spoiler here. We'll talk to you again. We'll try and sync up, you know, in 3 to 6 months and talk a little bit more about your customer base and some of the case studies that that you guys have succeeded or experienced. So it'll be great. Final thoughts, Ken?
Well, no, it's just really awesome to be here with you today, Dan. I was thinking back the other day. We had some good times at Virage Logic. One in particular, I remember in Dan McCraney's office.
Hey, do you remember running to me in Japan? I remember one time I was in Japan, and I think you were at Cadence at the time, and I was someplace else. But yeah, you know, you're pretty easy to pick out in a crowd. You're
yeah.
quite tall.
Yeah, Yeah, you're going to say my voice is loud. Yeah, it's my kindergarten teacher on my kindergarten report card was Kenny has a naturally loud voice. So, you know, it suited me well. And
yeah, because that's what first drew my attention. I'm like, is that Ken? You know, pretty easy to pick out. And I think it was on the subway system. But anyway, yeah. Hey, great talking to you, Ken. And we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right. This concludes our podcast. Thank you all for participating in the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series, and we'll talk to you again next week.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.